Hey guys, this is Matt Powell. So from generation to generation, as the human population reproduces, we actually accumulate about 100 to 200 new genetic mutations. And most of those mutations are referred to as neutral mutations. But as those mutations build up in the genetic pool, we start losing information and information starts getting corrupted and diseases start getting introduced and dysfunctions based on the accumulation of these mutations. And so mutations typically are very deleterious to our genetic build. They destroy us as a population over time. But in evolution theory, mutations are the things that make us better. Mutations are what turn a human from a fish into a fisherman over millions of years. Last night, I had a chance to watch Standing for Truth debate Jackson Roe from Jackson Roe Science Show. And I'm going to link that debate below because this debate was absolutely phenomenal. Jackson Roe gave all of the evolutionary talking points that we hear commonly. And Standing for Truth just took and wiped, really wiped the floor in the debate with the guy. Now, Jackson Roe was fairly nice, and you know, I don't want to be mean to him or rude to him, but I will say I could, you know, my wife and I, we were watching the debate live, and we could tell throughout the whole entire debate that Jackson Roe, he really knows he's wrong, and he really, it's obvious that he knows evolution is really, really ridiculous and just not plausible, but he still, you know, he still tried defending it. And it was really awesome seeing Standing for Truth just completely demolish every single talking point that this guy brought up. And I learned a lot from the debate. And the reason that I'm plugging this debate is because I think you could learn a lot too. And so I think we should all be constantly learning new information. And so that when it comes time to deal with skeptics, we can answer them with the facts. And the truth is that mutations are extremely deleterious. It's amazing how people like Gutsick Gibbon or Jackson Roe, they claim that mutations are what drive evolution and what make evolution work, when mutations are simply copying errors. Mistakes don't make things better. They say, well, a broken clock's right twice a day. Yeah, big deal. Still, overall, you're gonna go downhill. Natural selection cannot weed out all of these deleterious mutations and all of these supposed neutral ones. Natural selection doesn't always work in the way that they want it to. And so, folks, if you haven't seen the debate, please check it out. Please, it's worth your time. It is worth learning these things. We need to be as knowledgeable as possible. And Standing for Truth and his YouTube channel is really doing a good job at bringing the facts forth. Like I said, Jackson Roe, pretty much, he knows he's wrong. He knows that he's just repeating the same old talking points that we've all heard a million times. And so, Standing for Truth and team, good job. You have my full support. I think that, you know, your team is phenomenal. Dr. Raw Matt is on the Standing for Truth team. He was actually in my last film, The Atheist Religion. And so I'm gonna put a link for that below as well. But more importantly than anything else, if you watch a lot of movies or you watch a lot of content on YouTube, you need to take some time to watch this debate because, man, it was good. It was good. But the facts are so easily verified now, and they're so easily demonstrable. Even a child can learn to defend the Bible, defend biblical creationism, and they can learn to defeat evolution on the flip of a dime. God bless, guys.